Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want, toll free. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Inside hour number three at this point. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. That, again, freetalklive.com. We're going back to the phones here in a moment, but first I want to give Wayne a chance to chime in here, because we were talking with April, and we're going to bring her back on in a moment here. But April is she's a self-professed white nationalist, a member of the, I guess, Aryan Nation, or excuse me, the National Vanguard, which is a white nationalist organization. And she was talking about how she used to live in California and how California has changed so much because of this so-called invasion of people. And you're somebody who's lived in California for quite a long time, and I figured you might want to chime in here before we go back to April.
I'd like to, yes. I first went to California in the early 80s, and it was much different from today, and it was even much different in the 60s and the 50s.
Well, yeah, everything changes, right?
Everything changes.
Give somebody 10 years, you know, give any given place 10 years, change is going to happen.
But why do so many people pour into California, besides the weather, because the weather is great in many places? But I think when you look at the history and you look at socialism in California and how socialism really took off there, and there was a time where that socialism in California worked for the population that was there, but then when they opened the door and let all those people pour in, it couldn't support all those new people.
Well, socialism never works.
It always collapses.
Population. And eventually it's going to be a bad situation, and it's just a bad idea to forcibly redistribute wealth from people in the first place. So I think that's, and let's bring April back at this point. April from Montana, listening on KGEZ. Now, April, you were sort of accusing the immigrants of ruining California for white people like you, but wouldn't you agree, though, that it was actually white socialists that put in the socialist system there?
Well, don't put words in my mouth, okay? You know, what's happening right now is actually, it's probably the people that are destroying California more are actually the conservatives. The conservative farmers and the conservative construction companies who are paying these people slave wages, what they're doing is they're trying to create a slave class in California. And what's happening is they're bringing these people in who are willing to work for. My dad knows people who have Mexicans that they're paying $5 an hour cash under mm-hmm. the table to work on their construction sites. And what's happened is, you know, 20 years ago, a guy could earn a good living working in a construction wage in California. Now, because the migrants now are not just working in the fields, but now they've also taken over the construction industry. The construction industry.
100 years ago, a guy could make a good living working as a blacksmith. Now, what point are you trying to make? Change
is
inevitable.
Up here in Montana, people get good wages working in construction. And what's happened is...
So you're angry about competition.
Supply and demand?
Don't say that I'm angry. I'm just analyzing the situation. This is what's happening. We've got these big farmers and these big contractors down in California. And what they're doing is they're probably mostly Republicans. And they want to have these Mexicans, these uneducated people, come in so they can take advantage of them, pay them slave wages.
You think they're being taken advantage of?
Oh, absolutely.
You think they're stupid?
I would agree that they're being taken advantage of, but I would say that it's being done by the laws.
Well, you know, I've lived around a lot of Hispanic people and Mexican people, and I have spoken to a lot of them. I worked alongside them. Mm-hmm. I've worked with them, and I could count some of them as my friends. And what's happening, what has happened to the Hispanic people, the mestizo people, the migrants that are coming up here, is, you know, they're being used by these big companies so that these companies can make a big profit. And what's happening, and they keep saying, you know, otherwise our lettuce would be real expensive, but the point of it is that the taxpayers in California are subsidizing these low wages because these inevitably, like my friend, I have a friend, his name's Fausto, and I used to work with him. He didn't speak very much English. I worked with him at Reimer's Nursery there in Bakersfield where
so
I used
you don't,
to work.
Wait. So you don't hate Hispanics?
I don't, you know, the people that I really can only hate people that I personally know who have done something to me. I don't hate people just because of how they were born. I mean, that would be stupid because why could you?
So you don't hate. Okay, so you're actually sounding a lot more reasonable than I guess you're being made out to be in the press.
Well, of course. They try to make us sound irrational.
Do you not want to be around Hispanics? You say you count some of them as your friends, but would you prefer just they not be around at all?
Well, this is the problem. Though there are people of all races who are very interesting, intelligent, and nice people to be around, when you have a large mass of them, like, for instance, what's happened in, say, the town of Dinuba there in California, it's now, like, probably 95% Hispanic in that town. Mm-hmm. That town is not a good place for white people to be now, and because it's changed the culture of the town. There are so many things now that are different in that town because of the change in the demographics of
the
town.
What's the solution? Since we got you here, what's the solution to these perceived problems? To run away to Montana and form a white enclave? What's your plan, April?
Well, you know, I hate the fact that I had to leave. Man, we left our family and our friends. I'm 40 years old. I've lived my entire life in the Central Valley of California, and I love it there. I mean, I really love the people there, my friends, my family, the land. I love the smell of the oak trees.
Well, at least you're not calling for laws. At least you're not calling for, or maybe you are. Are you somebody that wants to build a wall on the border? Are you somebody that wants to see essentially this immigration crackdown that we're seeing in America?
Well, I think that it's a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. And
the gaping wound is socialism. The gaping wound is socialism, and the gaping wound is wealth redistribution and big government. That's definitely what the problem is.
No, the Republicans are just as responsible for this situation as the leftists are.
That I agree with you on. That I agree.
You know what? The Republicans, like George Bush, are milking this situation, and the only reason people like George Bush and some of these conservatives are even talking about building a wall is because they know it's a big issue now. And I think that they're full of, you know what. They don't hold any more.
April, before we go on with this, I mean, Ian said you're sounding very reasonable here, and I'm
more so than she's made out to be, that's all.
Well, the problem I have with it is I'm reading some lyrics here from Prussian Blue. What I've got here is that when the man plows his field, is driven from his lands, when the carpenter must give away what he's built with his own hands, when a mother's only children belong no more, and black-masked men with guns come bashing down the doors, where freedom... I mean, it seems to me where freedom exists only for those with darker skin. I mean, those lyrics to me don't sound congruous with what I'm hearing you say on the air now.
Well, I don't know really how. Now, when I talk about black-masked men, I'm not talking about black men. I'm talking about...
Well, what about the
FBI
people with the darker skin?
I'm talking about, like, a SWAT team, okay? I'm talking about, like, the kind of thing that happened to Randy Weaver or the people at Waco, okay?
I think you and I would come down on the same side of that. Now, what about the people with darker skin?
Okay, well, what I believe is that we have certain protected classes in the United States, and it's got a lot to do with race. Like, for instance, there are... When you go to get a job... Affirmative action discriminates racially skin color against white people.
That much we're going to agree with you on, because the government doesn't belong in people's private business. If you want to be racist and not hire anybody of a different color, then you should be free to be that way. And if the marketplace wants to punish you for that, then the marketplace should also be free to punish you for that. So you're going to agree. We're going to agree on that one, April. Now, I'm going to bring Dennis on the line here. Dennis in New Hampshire has a question for you.
Okay.
You're on with April from Montana.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, April. So, April, I can really feel your pain with a lot of what you're describing. I lived in California for about 10 years, and I just want to describe to you quickly a change that I'm aware of in California, and I want to ask you kind of for your opinion on it. So basically, there was a period of time not too long ago. I lived in Silicon Valley, or what was, you know, what was called Silicon Valley.
Get to your question if you can.
Okay, so long and short of it is, there was a massive influx of people. All the people who used to have jobs there, they had a whole way of life that had been there for generations. There was this massive influx of people with a totally different culture, totally different background, and all those people who used to live in Silicon Valley, and before it was called Silicon Valley, back when it was apple orchards and groves and agricultural communities, Those people were completely displaced, washed out. Their culture is gone.
I want you to recap that when we come back. It's a long question, and April, if you can hold on, we're going to bring you back as well to answer it. 800-259-9231, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 1st, 2006. Gold opened at $614.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $640.56. Again, that's $640.56 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You can still bring up whatever you want, though we're in the midst of an extended conversation at this point about white, so-called white nationalists. In fact, we got one on the line with us. We're going to bring her back in a moment here. 800-259-9231 again. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Join the fun over at the bulletin board system, over 130,000 posts, and lots of people interacting there, talking about all kinds of different issues. serious stuff, fun times. You'll find them all. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, Attaining Economic and Personal Freedoms in America's Freest State. This three-day event, February 23rd to the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, New Hampshire, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Now, as we bring back Dennis in New Hampshire. Now, Dennis, April, let's also bring April back on the line from Montana. We're going to try this again because we ran short on time in the last segment as you were trying to get your question out for April. Now, please do.
Okay, so April was saying how with a large influx of people who presumably she's talking about Mexican people coming in and working for less on the farms, but that's kind of destroying the culture of central California right now and making it impossible to be a farmer. And I was just asking, well, you know, a very similar thing happened where one culture was decimated by another in Silicon Valley about 30, 35 years ago when a bunch of farmers who lived in what was then not called Silicon Valley and pretty much stuff like grow apples and oranges were completely displaced by a massive influx of, I don't know, tech heads and entrepreneurs, and their way of life is completely gone now. You go down to San Jose, you certainly don't see any apple growth.
Humans hate change.
What does she think about that?
Okay. What I'd like to say is that, you know, the influx of the technological aspect there in the Silicon Valley, you know, that was just an advancement of a culture that was already present. I mean, that was not a
foreign culture.
And let me explain the difference. There's a difference when a culture or an area culturally changes in what could be perceived as a positive way and a negative way. Now, the problem is...
I think it's real positive. I can get my apples cheaper.
Okay, well, listen. One of the things that you need to be aware of course, is that the Silicon Valley, that was a very small, you know, it was a limited area. I'm talking about the whole state of California. Quit interrupting me for a second. Let me finish my sentence. I'm talking about the fact that in Central California, when you walk into a public restroom, there is a garbage can now in the lavatory right next to the toilet. And it's for toilet paper, used toilet paper, because these migrants refuse to flush their paper down the toilet. They throw it, they'll either, if there's nothing for them to throw it in, they'll throw it in a corner.
You might be disgusted by that, but the farmer who had, the farmer who's been surrounded by buildings might be disgusted by the buildings. I don't understand where you're really coming from. I think Dennis has a really relevant point here.
Well, those farmers also made quite a bit of money when they sold out. Those farmers also made quite a bit of money when they sold out those areas and they subdivided
the farmers that did.
What about the farmers that wanted to stay and have their old school life?
Well, the ones that stayed longer ended up making even more money, and then they just moved to places like Idaho and Montana.
The business owners that are allowing Hispanics come in and they make accommodations for Hispanics in their business, those people are making money off the Hispanics.
Well,
we're getting pushed out by people in India who want to work in rupees, and I think it's great. Those people are making software. It costs almost nothing. It's awesome.
Well, you know, one of the things is that the people in Silicon Valley were paying a lot of taxes, and they were, I think, probably, you could arguably say, contributing with their advancement to technology and to civilization as a whole. Now, what's happening
isn't
here...
Isn't the real issue here that you just want to plan the economy? Are you basically a central planner?
No, I'm a mommy, okay? But this...
So
this
hold on a second. All right, both of you, hang on one second. I want to make something clear here. And April, if you just hold off, and I want to ask Dennis something. Now, Dennis, what makes you believe that she is a central planner?
Well, she's saying the economy can, you know, she's not sounding like she's for a free economy. Things can happen, but only if she approves. I mean, there's a difference between disapproving of what happens and saying, gee, this sucks, versus saying, and I think you asked this question earlier, and I'm interested to hear her answer, saying, okay, this sucks, and I guess the question to April is, what do you want to do about it? Do you want to use force to stop these people from coming in, or what do you want to do?
Dennis, thanks for the call. April, your response?
Well, what I want to do is I think that what we have to do is we have to stop giving a lot of free stuff to these people who are coming in here.
Let me finish here, okay? Okay.
Okay, we've got to, these companies, we've got to go after these farmers and these contractors who are paying these people these slave wages.
Who's we?
We people who want to fix it.
The government? Okay? You mean the government?
Well, I hate to use the term the government. I would think the people would be the, people have to...
Here's my disconnect, we're going to have to get rid of these politicians.
I think you've got two separate problems
in life, and I think, and as I see it, here they are. One, there's a major problem that you should have with government, and I don't think that you have enough of a problem with government. If indeed that, you know, that you're talking about the immigration going on in California down in the southern portion of the United States, a lot of that has to do with these government rules and regulations that make it so difficult for people to come here to make a better life for themselves. I mean, you would agree, April, that there's a lot of people that are coming here to make better lives for themselves, right? Not all of them are coming here to suck off the system. You'd agree with that, right?
I absolutely agree, but what's happening is they're getting these people up here, these Mexican people, which to them $5 an hour is just a gold. I mean, that's just a wonderful wage for them.
Yeah.
And of course, these people are going to want to bring their families with them. Who wouldn't? You know, you can't blame them that they're going to want their families to come with them.
Right, that's, and there's just, nothing
that's
wrong with that.
Natural. That's just natural.
Sure.
But the problem is that the wages that they are being paid, they cannot support this family that they bring of five or six kids. So what ends up happening is our system ends up supporting these kids. And like down in California...
See, the problem, though, is the system, April. The problem's the system. The problem is the redistribution of wealth. The problem is taking tax money from people and redistributing it, giving it to people that are begging for it. What we need to do is end government welfare and replace it with private charities. So therefore, if somebody brings their family and they can't make it, that way we aren't all forced to pay for it. They would have to go and get assistance from somebody that wanted to give it to them on a voluntary basis. You would agree that that's a good solution, right?
I think that that's a good solution, but I think
okay, now
also,
here's the other problem. So you've got a problem with government.
I think all cultures and races are important, and that we need to allow ourselves to consider that European cultures are just as important to preserve as some Aborigines.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your call. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. If it wasn't for government playing favorites with different groups, perhaps people like April wouldn't be so angry. You know, perhaps they wouldn't perceive that these other groups were trying to attack them, which is what government does. Government encourages interest groups to essentially go at one another's throats for the control of the government apparatus. We'll come back with more. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. 6091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Everything that you'll find there is completely free, and that's all of the features. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you, those radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month. We give it all away, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. As we continue here with some more phone calls on this nationalist, these white nationalists, we got an email, and it's just sort of, this is one of those shows where we came to the studio with a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, and one topic just blows up, and I love it when that happens.
That's the whole point of the show.
Yeah, exactly.
The callers direct the show.
Let's go to the calls, and let's talk to Brent in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Brent in Kansas City. Going once. Brent.
Can you hear me?
Hi,
yes.
Brent.
Hello?
Hey.
All right.
What's on your mind?
Well, I guess the white nationalists, or whatever they call themselves. I just think this is another kind of case of, for instance, with the, you know, trying to stop people from copywriting. They're trying to catch a handful of sand here. You know, you just can't do it.
Yeah, they're complaining about the loss of their culture, but it's change is inevitable. Culture will constantly change and shift. What culture is today wasn't what it is, wasn't what it was 10 years ago, and what my culture is isn't necessarily the same as your culture, even though we might both have the same skin color.
Yep. But on the other side of that, I really think that you all are kind of, it seemed like you kind of took a breath and were mildly offended about the idea that maybe that the only differences between races could possibly be skin color. And if you think about the logistics of it, somebody whose race kind of came to fruition on the African savanna is going to have different characteristics other than skin color than somebody whose race came to fruition in the forests of Western Europe.
I'm willing to give you that,
that there's
some slight differences, but I'm not willing to say that blacks, blacks by their genetic, like African blacks, are somehow athletically superior to whites because, well, the Olympics doesn't bear that out. It does show that they're better runners.
Yeah, that's kind of one point I was going to make.
Wait, but what does that have to do with intellect? What does that have to do with intelligence?
Well, I mean,
nothing.
I really don't think it has anything to do with intellect, but this kind of this mood in the country of there can't possibly be any differences that aren't so superficial, even though it's kind of just proven over, or especially with things like disease resistance, it's proven over and over that different races are resistant to different diseases because their populations were weeded out from... For instance, white people can't really get bubonic plague.
If there was white people that were, if in Africa you had one country of blacks next to a country of whites, it's certainly possible that they would both develop the same resistances to similar diseases. So it probably has more to do with geographic location than anything else.
The thing is, you can kind of, as far, some geographical locations, and of course now, because... many races have mixed many times. It's a lot harder to pin down exactly what somebody's geographic ancestry might be. But for a lot of, specifically with medical things, I mean, I've got a cousin going through med school right now. And, you know, if a patient is of one race, they will look for certain diseases that they won't even worry about if the patient is of another race because it's not an issue for them.
Yeah,
and so I just
good.
Think that you should try to keep an open mind. And this is really, for me, it would be more important to the research end of it for like scientists and whatnot. It's so taboo to study things like differences between race, you know, but some things that you could learn from that would be extremely, extremely useful. You know, if bubonic plague breaks out in the United States, well, you don't really need to inoculate people from Western Europe because anybody that was going to be susceptible to that, they're
I don't think that's happening.
Out.
You know, there's,
you know,
there's specific. No, I don't. I think that there's specific ad campaigns aimed at black Americans that air on black radio stations that say, you know, black Americans are more prone to strokes than white Americans. I think that this is really pointed out. I don't think that there is a pervading mood in the country where you can't talk to people about specific, you know, race specific health care issues.
Well,
I think
maybe
that,
not specifically with health care, but with many things there.
You were just talking about health care.
Well, I know I was just talking about healthcare, but I mean, I don't think that disease resistance, if disease resistance is different, skin color is different, facial structure is different, so many things are different that are so readily apparent, and yet, we can't, it's hard to, I guess, think about for a lot of people studying other things that might be different.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
I mean, it's not necessarily bad or good or bad, but for instance, the stereotype that black people are better at running. Well, I mean, there's not really much data that's actually scientific about that, other than just kind of, you know, a very unscientific survey of who's winning races and whatnot. You know what I mean? But I just think that it kind of stifles innovation. It stifles research and thinking about
I see what you're saying, and I appreciate that, Brandon. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I see what he's saying. He's saying that, you know, we shouldn't let race get in the way of maybe
looking at
potential differences between races.
I've got that. I don't think that that's a huge issue. I think that the average American, sees those things. I mean, certainly there's times in conversation it's not the right time to bring it up.
There are people who can be very, very touchy about that. There's no question.
Yeah.
But the point is, none of that stuff makes any difference. What the point is, are these people worthy of our friendship and our love? And they are.
Absolutely. They're
people.
Right. Built the exact same way. Maybe there are some subtle differences, and that's what he was pointing out.
Very subtle.
Some subtle differences, some disease-resistant factors, some different, you know, things that have come about as a result of their geographic location. That's it. They're people. They got brains in their heads, and it's all wired up the same way.
And ethnicity really is a perception of self. I mean, I am white because I've decided I am. I could decide to be Spanish, couldn't I?
Sure.
That's part of my, it's part of my background.
Okay.
Or I could just decide to be a white guy. Or in my case of my friend Julian.
I've never made a decision on that.
He's sort of decided to be
never
white.
Never thought about it.
But, you know, he could decide to be black if he felt like.
Wait, has he said that?
He hasn't said that
to me. Has he told you that?
No, he hasn't said
Mark,
that
Mark, I've chosen to be a white man.
But he, acts. He acts in the manner of a white man. I mean, it's sort of a, like you're getting into. I'm getting into onto thin ice. But he acts in the manner of.
No, he doesn't act in the manner of a white man. You know, you are definitely on thin ice at this point because there's plenty of white men out there that act in the manner like they go down over, you know, right over in the east of the interstate. Those kind of white people. And then there's white people that are sort of upper crust, you know, elite. There's different kinds of white people. He acts like somebody who is a well-educated individual. That's all.
There are differences between people within families. You know, my brother is ugly and I'm not.
All right. Who got the looks in your family, Ian?
Oh, we know that already.
What, my sister?
I don't know. I have no brother.
People say that she looks like me.
It's like Ian in drag.
All right. So what I wanted to point out, though, before when we finished up with April's call, was that April, the white nationalist from Montana, the mother of Prussian Blue, who just happened to call the show. That wasn't a set-up call. She just happened to hear us and call in.
I must say she was very good on the air. I think that she was camouflaging a bit.
I think you're right.
Her beliefs. I mean, you know, when I'm reading the lyrics to some of these songs, I'm hearing different things come out of April's mouth than
right.
I'm hearing coming out of these songs. Not all of them. But some of
them. Who knows? Maybe the songs are designed to pander to the white nationalist crowd and get a little bit of extra cash in. When secretly she's got a couple friends who are Hispanics and she doesn't want them to know that.
Don't tell anybody.
We don't know what goes on in her life. Right. And that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is how government pits interest groups against one another. So no wonder people feel such enmity towards other groups. They feel like. They're out to get us. That other group over there, the homosexuals, as she was talking about that, well, they're out to get us and change our culture. Or, you know, and I'm sure a lot of homosexuals feel like the Christian right is out to get them. And I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that government is this big tool, it's this big weapon that you can use against people that you don't like to get them to behave in ways that you want them to behave. And when you use that tool, when you pick up the tool of government and use it against an interest group that you don't agree with, it just gets them angry, and it makes them want to wrest control of that tool away from you through the voting process or whatever, and then take that tool and turn it around and flip it right back around onto you. It essentially creates this cycle of violence, this cycle of abuse that you see on an individual level with a dad beating his kids. The kids grow up. They beat their kids. The cycle of violence continues. It's the same thing with government, except it's more circular, just different groups getting in control and attacking one another over time. And I think that if we didn't have this coercive entity known as government around, maybe we could all get along a little bit better.
Well said.
800-259-9231. And if they want to go off and move into their own little white enclave, then that's fine. In fact, I encourage them to get them out of my hair. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this the Wednesday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give everything away at freetalklive.com. Those other radio talk shows want to charge you for access. We do it for free. freetalklive.com. We hope that you will vote for the show in return. Since you appreciate what we do on the air here on the show, you appreciate the fact that everything on the site is free, you like the fact that we're spreading the message of freedom and liberty here nightly on Free Talk Live, then you should go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. It's the first day of the month. November 1st is where we're doing this program. That means that the voting totals have reset over at podcastalley.com. Now, Podcast Alley is actually, according to the statistics, we did a poll recently. On the poll question was, how did you find Free Talk Live? And there were several potential responses. The number one way people found Free Talk Live was via Podcast Alley.
Yeah, this is a system that works, and voting for us helps us be at the top, and that works better.
Now, to be fair, the poll is skewed. It's an internet poll, which means that more of our internet listeners are likely to vote. So radio listeners, for instance, we probably have several thousand radio listeners. It's just that most of you might probably be in your cars. You don't have the time to, you probably don't remember to go and vote by the time you get home. So obviously there's some skewage there. But as far as internet listenership goes, dominated by Podcast Alley listeners, people that found us through the top 10 on that website. Now, last month we finished at fifth place. It's okay. It's the top 10. We're still on the front page. That's good. It's still bringing people in. But being number one means we're going to get more people listening to the show. And if that's important to you, if it's important to you to introduce new people to the ideas of freedom, then voting is the simplest, cheapest, most quick way to do that. You go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's going to take you all of a minute. You type in your email address. You click vote now. The system will send you a validation email to make sure that you're not trying to fake them out or anything like that. You click the link in the validation email, and you're done. And it's a once-a-month sort of a thing. So once you've done it in November, you're done through December. I mean, no problem. It's easy. It helps us out. Vote.freetalklive.com. We need you to do it. And what we need to do is have you tell a friend or ask a friend or two, or maybe your whole friends list on your instant message client, maybe all your email buddies.
Spam them.
Ask them to vote for Free Talk Live as well, because last month, all we would need to do is double our vote total to be number one all month long. That's all it would take. I mean, the number one show got 1,000 votes. We almost cracked 600. So we're still within striking distance.
Yeah,
it's not that hard.
If everybody who voted could get one extra person to vote, And obviously they won't, so go out and get two.
Exactly.
But get two people to vote for us, and then we're on the top of the list.
So once again, that's vote.freetalklive.com. Now, I mentioned the poll, which was, how did you find Free Talk Live? The poll has now been changed. It
right.
is now what, Mark? You created this
It's one. My poll. I get advertisers asking me all the time, what are your demographics? I tell them something, but it's just from my observations from callers and people on the message board and emailers and people I know that their ages and their sexes on Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really fair for me to give the demographic without at least having some kind of feedback. This isn't a scientific poll because we're not going out and asking people randomly.
Sure.
We're asking people who are on the message board. But if you would, please go to poll.freetalklive.com and fill it out. You know, there's demographic cells there, whether you're male or female and what age group you fall in.
You will have to be a registered member of the bulletin board system to vote in the poll. And that's not going to take you long to do. You just it's free, of course. You get registered, and then you can cast your vote.
And we don't send out any emails to the. It's just to verify that you are who you say you are.
Okay, so there's two requests you're making here. You
right.
vote. Go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for the show in the Podcast Alley Top 10, and then go to poll.freetalklive.com to vote in the demographics poll to let us know how old you are, what your gender is, that sort of thing. So. There you go. All right, let's go to the phones to the fun. Todd in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, Todd. What's on your mind?
I was wanting to see, wondering if you guys would agree with me on sending some of these illegal immigrants back to where they came from.
Why on earth would we want to do that?
Well, I think they're really sucking up on the. They're trying to get Social Security benefits.
Why don't you attack the real issue, and that is Social Security? Why don't we put an end to that?
I say not for all the people that's paid into it for years and years and years. I think they deserve it for the people that's paid.
So pay out to them and then put an end to the program.
What's that?
Pay out to them and end the program. How about that?
Well, you're talking, there's people been paying it since they're 18 years old. Now,
right.
I mean, that
you pay out to them.
A transition program.
I've been paying since I was actually 15 years old, and I'm 35 now. I'd like to stop.
Like, you'd like to just not pay anymore and say, hey, keep my money, forget about it.
You
right?
can have all my Social Security money that you've gotten up to this point. I'd like to not pay anymore because I know that it's a crappy, stupid system, and I can count. I understand that it's if I took 15% of my income and I put it in the bank, I'd get better interest than I would out of Social Security, and the Republicans and Democrats wouldn't be able to use my money to do whatever they wanted. How about that?
I don't agree with you on that. I think the people,
you want to make sure that I give my money up, and if I don't, you want to put
me in
jail.
Well, now you put words in his mouth. Let him speak. What did you have to say?
I think the people that really need a Social Security to live on it, they need it, but not these illegal immigrants coming here taking people's jobs.
I don't propose that they not get Social Security. I propose that I stop paying.
Here's what we do, Todd. You can sell off the federal government's property from around the country. There's acres and, I mean, just they own a good chunk of the West. You sell it all off to the highest bidder. You take all the cash and you give a, you know, one-time payout chunk to all the people that are supposed to be collecting Social Security, or let them spread it out if they really want to. So you pay them out and then you end the program. And then we all get to keep the money that we earn. How's that sound?
Well, you know, it's not just the people that's earned the money. It's the people that don't have disabilities, too, that they have to have that money to live on.
Okay, you can pay them too.
But you have to pay them for the rest of their lives.
How about this? Instead of keeping this big government program around, how about we just pay out some money to some private agencies, maybe give them some contracts or something like that, and, you know, ask them to take care of these disabled people. Let's turn it over to private hands. How about that?
I don't think that's going to work with policy. The privatization of Social Security is not going to work, and it's not fair.
No. We're not talking about privatization. We're talking about ending government Social Security and allowing people who care, private agencies run by, staffed by volunteers, to handle the situation.
You know it's not going to work. You can't even get in a free clinic and get any health care around here. There's lines, hours for people to get free health care.
Right,
that's not going to work.
You're generalizing privatization. George Bush's privatization plan is not necessarily the optimal plan. Basically, he wants to have you put your money into a Wall Street brokerage account.
Approved by the government.
Approved by the government, exactly. We're talking about weaning people off of it over time and then eventually having people save their own money and have their own account, not far or different from a lockbox type account that's your account that nobody else can touch, and they can't be dipping into your money you've been paying in to pay the current deficit and making it look smaller. You follow me?
Oh, yeah. I still still just think that they should be sending these 12 million back that they want amnesty for. It's not right to
have. How are you going
to
do that, man? How are you going to do that?
They're going to have to do something about it. I mean, there's got to find a way to do it.
How are you going to do it? If you've got 12 million people to send back, how are you going to do that?
Well, I mean, we've got to have a crackdown, have more of the police state we have now.
Are you serious? You really want that?
Absolutely.
You like the police state?
I would like to get the 12 million out of this country before they call.
You realize the implications of what you're asking for? You're talking about federal government agents bursting into businesses, demanding to see files, demanding to see proof that their employees are so-called legal, and harassing business owners, kicking in people's doors, impoverishing landlords who are renting to these people. And there are laws now on the books in some places in this country where it's now illegal to rent to so-called illegal immigrants. You're hurting people's businesses. You're okay with that?
Absolutely. They hire illegal immigrants. They shouldn't be in business for what they're doing. It's not fair.
Didn't we just spend trillions of dollars fighting communism and fascism? And we're creating the very same thing here.
And with your endorsement, Todd.
Fascism. We funded it when Nazi Germany.
Okay, Todd, are you an American Indian?
No, I'm not.
Should they be able to kick you out?
If they chose to and they got a powerful enough, they wanted to kick them out.
Oh, I see. It's
whoever
who's got
the
biggest
guns.
Gun. Huh?
Thanks for the call, Todd, scumbag. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to James in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, James, you're on the air. What's up?
So I'm a 17-year-old high school student, and I'd like to take a minute on the John Kerry, his remarks last night. And I know we're the libertarians and not exactly Democrats, but I think I can actually defend him.
Far from it.
He said, in essence, that our military is made up of uneducated and the people who, quote, don't do their homework, and they end up in Iraq. My own opinion is that that's not the smartest thing for a U.S. senator to say, especially when he won the election
mm-hmm.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. But he's not going to run for president again, I wouldn't think.
No.
Yeah, he's got no chance now. But
he's been in the Senate for over 30 years. He's part of the problem.
I think he should say, and he brought up an important part, is that because of low troop levels in the United States military, especially the Marines and the Army, they've lowered their entrance requirements.
You're absolutely right. They are accepting more dum-dums into the military.
Yeah, I have a figure, one-third of all entrants into the Army last year only received a GED, and then now they're even allowing high school dropouts to get their GED with.
Yeah, they're allowing the Type 4s or the Class 4s or the guys that can't shoot straight. They're letting them in now at this point, and you're absolutely right. Thank you for the call, James. We appreciate hearing from you. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Wayne, thank you for coming in tonight. I'm sure we'll have you back in the future.
Nice having Captain Liberty.
Get more comfortable on the air with us here. And we will be back tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, join us at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.